I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Almost 40% of Americans say their most important possession is their phone.
Oh, no. How did I not think that? Of course.
Yeah.
I probably could get, I mean, as far as like material objects, I think the phone would be the one thing you can't live without. Yeah. Laptop, fine.
I would think car, but I mean, there's so many other things that you can do now. Like if my car was broken down, I could theoretically use like even an Uber or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just even the hassle of replacing everything you have in your phone, from your photos, videos, just your apps. Like it has all your information anyway. So it's worse, I think, than losing a wallet at this point.
Yeah, some states are some states are letting you put your driver's license on your phone, and then you can show it on.
Really?
There.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not us yet, but a couple of states around the country have said, "Yeah, we're going to start doing
that." If I get pulled over by a cop and I can't see your ID, and I hand him my phone, I'm like, just don't look at the other pictures. Like, what do you like that seems just so weird.
No, really.
It's like, yeah, promise you know, you're only going to look at this picture, officer.
Yeah, you know, I think we should arrest you, sir. That picture of what you have in your trunk is maybe.
Although it would be nice, like, you know, license and registration, not to have to, like, go through my glove compartment and, like, just go through all that stuff. Like, that would be cool to, like, have, like a folder on your phone, an album, and just be like, boom, here you go, swipe, swipe.
I think last time I was pulled over, I was having a hard time finding my newest insurance card. She's like, oh, just show me the one on your phone. Yep. And she accepted that one.
So, I don't even have my insurance card on my phone.
Well, I have the app.
Oh, fine. Yeah. Just pull it up and show them your bill. They'll usually.
Last time I pulled it up, they were like, no. Sir, get out of your vehicle.
I got you.
Oh,
sorry.
Goodness.
Yeah, that's what happened last time. Yeah. 18% of Americans go, guess what? It is even worth going into debt to make sure that I have the newest phone.
All right. That's a little extreme.
Yeah. Oh, people just love those early adopters. Though lately, I'm afraid I want to see the iOS and see how it rolls out, because there was a certain phone company that's been dropping a certain phone manufacturer that's been dropping calls with their newest phones and or their newest update. And you go, it's just like, oh, OK, so I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to have the new phone they haven't figured out yet and got to update the software to make it work.
Wait, people actually use their phones to talk to people?
Yeah, it's really weird. Dropped call. You're right. I guess for a lot of folks, dropped calls don't have.
Yeah, that's the only time my phone didn't ring and I'm dialing is I accidentally hit the wrong button. Right. I'm like, crap. I was trying to edit the contact. Now I'm FaceTiming them. What do I do?
Quickly, turn it off.
Or do I just...
Dude, I've done that so many times.
You know what's worse is like on Snapchat sometimes, like if you're like going on there and you like trying to like hit like the whatever, like the arrow to get to the next thing. If you're on someone's thing, you could accidentally hit like the video call.
Yeah.
You're like,
oh.
I don't want to video call anyone. Yeah.
Snapchat's got video call now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got video, audio. You could do anything on there, man.
Well, everybody wants you to use them to make a call. You know, Facebook's got the call. I mean, wow, everybody's got...
I have some friends that have my phone number, but when they call me for whatever reason, like if they need to get a hold, like, oh, I can't find your house, whatever, they still, they will use Facebook video.
Yeah, and can you tell, what's the protocol on that? Somebody that I haven't spoken to, I swear, in over a decade, just Facebook videoed me. I didn't answer, but I was like, what?
I never answer a Facebook video. I figure that they accidentally did it while on Facebook and they're on the toilet, so I just don't want to deal with that.
I assume that it's an accident unless they write me back and then say, hey, I'm trying to get a hold of you.
This one, this person twice. And it's an older person, so I was like, okay. I was like, do they know how this works? Are they butt dialing me multiple times? So then I got back to him and I said, hey, why are you getting in touch with me? And they go, oh, I wanted to tell you about this news that happened. And I'm just like, what? It's like, oh well, yeah. I go, yeah, we know. We're a radio show. We keep track of all the news. I mean, I haven't heard from you in 10 years, and you're going to tell me about a news story that really. You don't know the guy. I don't know the guy. Therefore, this was your reason to contact me?
Well, I've had that on Skype, Snapchat, Facebook. Whenever I see like a video call coming, I'm like, or any kind of, I'm like, no, I'm not answering this. Like, you can text me or write me and explain what the hell you were doing, or to say, hey, sorry, more often than not, it's like, hey, sorry, my fat thumb just hit the wrong button. I'm like, been there, done that. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's funny you say all this like calling thing. I literally just got a text from my wife, and it's clear that my daughter has my wife's phone. Because it's just a bunch of letters and numbers that just came in.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Oh, yeah. She does a great job. Look at that's a big paragraph.
It's, yeah. Buy crazy Jim com, Zach V. call com, bye. She's talking about stocks.
Yes, clearly. That's what it is.
I thought she was singing NSYNC.
Oh, you know what? Mom's a big NSYNC fan.
Yeah.
So
that's
she's,
what it is.
She's
bye,
like,
bye.
Oh, jeez. Boy, there's
crazy
a great
bit. Jim com.
There's a great bit to have Siri autocorrect all of the gibberish that a child will put into the phone.
Still my favorite thing ever, and I'll never forget it. My wife, I thought, was FaceTiming me, and I'm just like, what in the hell? I thought something. I'm like, this is weird, because she should be it. I think she's at CrossFit right now. It turned out Tatum had the phone and somehow figured out how to FaceTime me. And it was just the best, because I answer it. And you don't see all of it. You just see, like, a little bit of her head, just, like, at the bottom of the screen. I'm like, what's going on? And then all of a sudden she tilts it, and I'm like, and I'm trying to have a conversation with her, realizing she has no idea what the hell is going on. She's just hitting buttons.
Oh, I was wondering if she could hear your voice and go, oh, you know, one of those moments where you started talking.
I'm sure she heard, but like, I don't think anything, it didn't faze her. She was too into the woods of the whole, like, just trying to play with the phone.
That's awesome.
She's trying to find Cocoa Melon, and she's like, I don't want to see Dad.
Yeah.
I want to see Cocoa Melon.
Yeah, unless you can give me Cocoa Melon there, buddy, you need to get off the phone.
To be fair, you kind of look like the baby. You have the same haircut.
I do have the same hairline. Sadly, one will one day not have it. Well, it's a cartoon. She'll forever have it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Cocoa Melon.
Stop. Okay, don't bring it. Please, no. Okay, you two. I know that's your life, but it's not the rest of our lives, okay? Please don't.
You guys are living a very blessed life. Yeah, Grandpa, it's not going to happen to you.
Oh, I intend not to be involved in any child. I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna be an absentee grandfather.
Now that the news came out that your daughter is getting married?
Yes,
which is crazy to even say that, because it's like so weird, you know. Like we've known her since she's a teenager.
Yeah, it's so true.
So she's getting married.
Yes, sir.
How soon until you think little baby comes into the world?
Yeah, in about
baby
6 months.
6 months.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's already pregnant.
You think she's already pregnant? You might want to tell her then, based on what she did at the Green Day concert.
Yeah.
Wasn't she boozing it up?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she was.
I don't know how she would feel being, you know, because we don't know when the date, they haven't set a date. I don't know how she would feel, you know, being a mom before actually being married. I don't know. And that's the trouble, is that she wants a nice wedding and it is tough to book places right now. So we don't know how long she's going to wait and if she wants to be a mom before the wedding actually happens. That's a tough one.
So you feel like it will happen after marriage?
I think that's what she'd want, but at the same time, She also has been talking for, you know, every once in a while she'll go, look, I'm not getting any younger. I want to, I got to get married and get a kid. I mean, that's happened a couple times.
It's go time.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's a, either way, I'm going to be an absentee grandfather. I'm just, you know,
whatever. Like, yeah, you say that. Yeah, you're no going way. To be, the way that you are around Sarah, you're going to be that exact way, if not worse, around your grandkids.
I'm
worse.
Picturing her pregnant. It's like her, like, him doting on her hand and foot. Like any little thing she needs. Like, do you need another pillow, fluffing it? Do you need another snack? Like, he's going to be all up in there.
And then especially when the first baby's going to be a little girl. Oh, BJ's going to be even more wrapped around. And Sarah's not going to be wrapped around anymore. The little finger.
Someone even said little baby rubs is going to be very cute.
Baby rubs.
Is that Sarah's new last? Is Sarah rubs now?
Well, Sarah rubs. Sarah no rubs now, but yeah.
Yeah, I know that for sure.
Okay, well, that's all. This is all delightful conversation. Yeah. Well, we'll just have to see when it happens because I've been telling my wife, I go, you need to get your ass up here more because if she's pregnant, that's your department. That's not my department. I'm not the pregnant whisperer.
Now, if it was Joe on the other hand, I feel like you're like, Joe, get your kid away from me. I'm trying to play my board games.
Oh, well, if Joe's kid would be like Joe was, I won't let his kid anywhere near my stuff because Joe went and wrecked all my stuff when he was a kid.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is though, yeah, there's baby proofing is the scary part because my house is not baby proofed. And it really is like, oh man, like I can't even let him in a lot of the rooms. Like these board game shelves that I have in my board game room are a death trap. I mean, there's no way the kid can come in here.
You have to have like a lock on that damn thing.
Yeah.
Not like one that like a child could figure out.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what? If you get one that I can't figure out, that should do the trick. Yeah. So there you go. That's maybe you guys are right. I'll probably just end up being that way, but I really don't want to. I like my free time.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be anybody's babysitter. I don't want to have to change my house. I did all that. You know, I watched kids and I had the child protection. I'm done with it.
It is a lot different being a grandparent from what my mom has told me.
Yeah, but if Sarah's still living with Johnny Rubs at the house.
Oh, yeah, then he has
to. Oh, no, then you're just a live-in grandfather.
Yeah.
I mean, then it's like you can't get away from the child.
I am fully supporting them being out after they get married. And if not, then when they say, as soon as they say, baby's coming, I'm like, guys, you have got to get the hell out. I mean, I cannot have a screaming, crying baby in this house.
Save this audio. You know what, man? We got to keep these things because, you know, if we only had the audio about the prom story, we could pull it and rub it in your face. Now we got to save this audio. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Steve, I will pay the rent wherever they are just to get them out. I will. I mean,
how many rents are you paying? You got a wife in there. You got now kids.
I know. That's the thing. I'll go broke. Okay. I don't need a new phone, but I need my house. I'll go broke. Get them the hell out of here. Oh man. I know. Save the audio. You're right. Save it so that I can at least play the audio for him. If I don't have the nerve to tell him to get out, then we'll just play this audio over and over again.
Okay. Sorry. We have some audio we want to play you.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. Please.
This came from 2021, September 9th.
That's right. That's right. Keep it out there. Thank you, boys. Thank you, girls. Hey, we got two teens. We got to talk about these teens because they got arrested. Because they were doing a stupid prank that involved 7 slushies. I'll tell you what happened at 18 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, if I tell you a story about teenagers in Florida and how they got in trouble, well, first of all, you go, well, it's Florida.
You're right.
And secondly, you go, I don't know, I bet the internets were somehow, the social networks were somehow involved.
Uh-oh, they wanted to get some social media clout.
Yeah, these two Florida teens were arrested for committing drive-by slushy attacks that they recorded with a GoPro camera for YouTube.
So wait, like somebody goes by and you throw the slushy on them, like, you know, like those old stories, like, you know, and someone throws like water on someone's face?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
I would imagine. Like,
that's what it looks like. Police say the teens targeted victims on Saturday.
Are they driving or are the people that they're hitting with it driving?
Well, they bought 7 slushies from a Circle K store, then proceeded to throw the frozen drinks at multiple people, then post on YouTube.
What a waste of good slushies.
Right? I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do it like we did it. Use water guns.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, one of the teens admitted to what they did and said they were hoping to make money off of these pranks on YouTube.
Well, at least they were honest.
So I think they were drive-by slushy attacks. I think they were driving and just tossing them out the window.
Dude, I'm looking at their mugshots, and one of the kids looks like, oh, man, my parents are going to kill me kind of look on the face. And then the other one looks like, oh, man, we're going to get some serious mileage out of this. Because he's smiling, and he just looks like he's like, I'm about to be an internet star.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he should use that as his yearbook picture. That's a good picture of that dude on the right.
And the one on the left is a great picture if you want to, like, what do you look like when you're sad and in trouble?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, if I would have just known that all we had to do was use slushies to get news coverage, we would have done that. We did that so much in high school. Like, I hate to put it that way, but we did it.
I was about to say, like, as much as I wanted these idiots with the internet and want to do, we were doing stupid stuff before there was the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first thing that popped into my mind was just like the dumb things we would throw at cars. So our whole thing going, it's snowing out, snowballs, cars coming, throw it at them, and then if they hit the brakes, start running. But the worst was Halloween time. You get all the eggs, and you would egg cars as they drove by, and it's like, looking back on it, what a D-bag thing for us to do. Because snowballs, I mean, unless it's like an iced ball, like a snowball is just going to, you know, it's just going to startle you maybe, but it's not going to do any damage, whereas an egg could cause damage to the paint.
Oh, yeah. You got to clean that crap off, too, because, you know, whereas a snowball, it's just water. You know, you're right, Steve. You know what? I didn't do the egg thing. I did the snowball thing, but I never did the egg thing.
So it's
probably
when we were teenagers.
Because they cost money.
Dude, around Halloween time, if you were not an adult, they would not sell you eggs or shaving cream. Because we would have egg and shaving cream wars.
Like or toilet paper.
You know, toilet paper, we never really got into the TPing people's houses.
That was for us. They would not let us buy toilet paper on the day. So it's like, if you ran out, you're just SOL.
Literally.
Someone said when I was a teen, my friends and I, we would shoot other people's cars with little BB guns. Always the plastic BBs, though. That's the thing. Like, we all did. So, Danny, you did stupid stuff. Vicky, did you do stupid stuff when you were a teen?
No, my parents put the fear of God into us. So, I mean, any stupid things were like stuff that we would hurt ourselves with. We would never mess with anybody else's property. We wouldn't mess with like cars or anything else. Like, so anything stupid would be like, hey, let's make our own water slide and smash into a fence. But, you know, it was just pain on ourselves. There wasn't anything else. But
we would always just, all that stupid stuff we would do would always be in right by the playground of our old elementary school. I don't know why. That elementary school was like home base for stupidity. And we weren't like we were teens at the time. That was also the place where we'd gather rocks and like during the summer season, we'd throw the rocks at the windows to break them. And we thought that was fun.
Wow.
Jeez. Oh, stupid, dude.
Did you ever get caught for that?
That's also intense.
Huh? Did you get caught for that?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm just, I would have been too scared. The whooping my mom would have given me.
Well, mom didn't know. We never told mom.
No.
Yeah. And our buddy Chris, he lived right by the school. So if worse came to worse, we would be able to, like, if somebody showed up, we would run really fast and, like, go into his backyard and hide.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
We did we did the water guns, the super soakers, as we were driving by in the summer only because we were nice people and didn't want to get people too cold that were just walking out on the street. That was our rationale, at least. And then that we progressed to bottle rockets out of the flying out of the car.
Oh, boy.
And shooting them at other cars and whatnot. But I mean, they were usually just friends. Like, we never did it at, like, random people, but such a dangerous thing to do. And we just thought it was the funniest thing.
It was so dumb. I mean, we deserved a car to hit, like, their brakes and just come after us.
Yeah.
Like, every time. It was like, what were we thinking? Like, but man, it was so, talk about an adrenaline rush.
Oh, yeah, man. I remember those two. So, yeah, the snowball stuff. And then just hoping that you're, you know, you can hide by just laying in front of somebody's fence in their yard. You jump over your yard and go, hope this fence is high enough that it hides me as they're trying to come get us. Because it was nighttime. And you'd hope that, you know, that they couldn't see you behind the fence. And that worked for me a couple times because the car, some of those cars just went up and down the road. They were not going to stop. And you don't know because and then you don't know, is that the car? Is that a different car? I ended up freezing my ass off like for 20 minutes to a half hour staying in the same spot just to be sure that the car was gone.
I remember even like living out here. I remember one time driving somewhere and somebody threw a snowball and hit my car. And at first I was like, I like anger hit you. And then I'm like, this is karma. This
yeah.
Is
total karma.
Like this is dumb kids doing dumb things. Like, nothing bad, thankfully, happened. One texter says there was a kid at my bus stop in elementary school who would throw frozen M&Ms. He cracked somebody's window once. The lady hit the brakes so fast.
A frozen M&M. So, I mean, it had to be the peanut, right? Those guys, I could see breaking something. The little guys?
Wow, yeah, I don't know. That seemed like you have to have a pretty strong arm.
And also, you'd have to waste the M&Ms. You know I would never get to that point. I'd eat the bag before I would eat all the ammo.
Funny you mentioned that. Now he plays for the Mariners.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, wow.
Marco Gonzalez.
Oh, thanks, Marco. Hey, thanks for breaking my window. But now you know what? You got a nice heater.
So he said I was on the receiving end of that. It hurts when an egg hit you at 35 miles an hour standing at a bus stop. Oh, I bet. You know, the other dumb one was like, you know, if you old enough to drive, driving over the puddles when somebody was waiting.
Oh, yeah.
I was never a part of that. Like, we never did that. I was on the receiving end of that. And boy,
yeah.
Man, like, you could just see, like, everything happens in slow motion, too. Like, you're waiting at the bus stop. You see that car coming, and you see these giant poop-eating grins of the teens that are in that car as they get closer. And you're like, what? And you see the puddle, and you see the car, and you're, like, kind of frozen in time. And you get hit with it, and you just hear the laughter as the wetness hits your face.
Oh, yeah, that's a beating.
I mean, you got to give and take it, I guess.
Yeah.
Damn.
I always look for puddles for that way, Steve. It's like, if there's a puddle anywhere near where I got to stand, I'm like, I'm going to find another place to stand. Because I never wanted that to happen. Because I always thought, this is a beating, especially in, like, you know, like early winter where, you know, or late, you know, or early or late, you know, late winter where, you know, it's still cold, but everything is melting. The slush puddle action. Oh,
I got slushed before. I remember walking home from school and it snowed and I was just not even paying any attention. I was on the sidewalk and then just suddenly this giant truck lifted up, just completely just pasted me. And I'm like, well, I get to walk home completely soaked.
Right.
Great.
You just rode that wave.
Yeah, there's nothing you could do about it. You just have to walk home and take a shower.
Well, at least social media has improved it so that people now, you know, they don't want to cause this kind of pain to any other person. Social media has made it better.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, it's like we used to think, oh, social media is causing everyone to do stupid stuff. I'm like, no, we're just young and stupid is the reason why we did stupid stuff. Like, we just never had a chance to have it on film.
We didn't. Yeah, we didn't have a camera. We were just like, let's just do this.
It was for the moment, man.
Yeah.
We were Eckhart Tolle when it came to our stuff. We lived in the now. It was the power of now, man.
Yeah.
The power of pranking now. Yeah, we didn't care about getting it on for, like, you know, for future views or whatever.
Well, like, it's one of my pet peeves is when people that are my generation, millennials, complain about Gen Zs and their Tide Pods and stuff. I'm like, bitch, you did the cinnamon challenge. What is dumber? Both are equally stupid.
No, no, eating a Tide Pod is still a little dumber than putting cinnamon in your mouth, but that's just me.
I mean, you can choke on it. Like, you can equally, like, get some bad stuff.
No, but I know what you mean.
We were
doing stupid stuff since you're old enough to do stupid stuff.
Yeah, but the Tide Pods look so delicious.
They're so colorful.
I like this one.
I remember we had buddies that would do this the ones that had cars. They would turn their windshield wiper sprayers and they'd spray people at stoplights. And this person said, it was all fun until my buddy got his ass whipped by a guy on a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
I knew a guy who took his wiper, the wiper fluid shooter, and he attached it to the back of his car. So if people tailgated him, it would shoot it out back at him behind him.
Oh, that's pretty clever.
And it was just wiper fluid, but it was hilarious.
Did you guys ever try to hotel crash or hotel pool crash in high school?
No, I was too fat to climb the fence.
We just, aww.
Oh, wow.
My friends did. I watched.
Is that why you never go to the hotel pool with us when we go to those conventions?
Bad memories, man.
Yeah.
Bad memories.
Wow.
There he is, just like, you know, like some little 16th century little English pauper boy.
Looking waiting at the footholds or anything. It was just the straight bars. You can't climb those when, well, I couldn't.
Excuse I'm just picturing me, all of Rev's friends are all in the pool like, this is the best time ever. And he's just standing there like a puppy in a kennel. Yeah. Like, ooh, come on, looking, guys. I got
looking
a
in
rock.
The window of a restaurant. I want some of that food, sir. Just a piece of your bread. Hey, guys, can we go do something else?
We pull up neighbors' pools. We didn't do the hotel pool. We didn't have any hotels near us in Brooklyn.
Same. No. I mean, we did that. We would go and shoot people with the super soakers. Then we'd go to the hotels and then jump in. And then hotel security knew who we were, so they would like be ready because we do it like every Friday night, and they'd chase us off the property. And
Friday night pool party.
Yeah.
In college, though, we would always try and pull the get the free continental breakfast. We would go over there and act like if we're like staying at the hotel, and it was just so obvious that we weren't. We're just dumb college kids. But I think it was just depending on who was working there.
I never thought of doing that.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like, you just walk in and be like, oh, where's the continental breakfast? It's free, right, for us that have been staying here. We're in room 107. Hey. Yeah. It's like, you find the right employee who just doesn't give an F. They're just like, whatever. Yeah. Go enjoy your stupid cereal and make your waffles, you idiots.
Yeah.
And hurry up and leave.
Yeah. I never thought of doing that, man. But I guess when you're hungry and broke...
Dude, you do a lot of stupid stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was like an easy one because the hotels weren't that far from our college campus. So you would just go there and hope for the best. And it was exhilarating when you got in.
I guess it is. I guess that it just goes to show that, you know what? We have a lot in common because when we're young, we do stupid things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't, and old people can't tell you a thing. Like, you will not listen to how stupid and how jerky you are. You just won't. It's not until you basically, you know, put a few years on your belt and go, oh, gosh, man. And we have moments like this where we go, God, we were really idiots. Especially when we see other idiots.
They're like, hey, when's the last time you guys TP'd someone's house? I'll be honest, I've never TP'd someone. I've done a lot of stupid things. Obviously, we've just been talking about them, but I never once TP'd somebody's house.
It's been a good 15 years for me.
15 years?
I'm not surprised.
Wow. Yeah. How old are you right now?
Yeah, wait.
Yeah.
I'm 34.
Yeah. So you were around 19, 20 years old when you TP'd someone's house?
Oh, yeah. We did it all through college.
Jeez.
Like, college? Yeah.
That's like a grade school thing.
I need to talk to you about growing up in your
20s. Have you seen how I dress, Steve? I don't think I grow up at all.
How does somebody get that off their house, like and off their trees and everything? Do they just have to just wait for the wind to blow it off?
I was going to say, I hope for the rain to kind of make it just kind of like... come off.
Doesn't the rain just like
worse?
Yeah, I think it doesn't, it makes it worse. It just like mushes it all up and then it sticks there and stays forever.
That's why I don't know.
See, I was only part of the before, like the TPing process. I never had to actually take it off. So
that's what's really sucky about that. Is like that's why I never wanted to do it, because I thought this is something that's not easy to fix. And if I could just see myself getting caught and be the one that have to go and take it off the house. It was like, you know what, guys, the reward's not worth the risk here. I don't want to, because we know what a pain in the ass this is going to be. I don't want to have to be the one to fix this.
Right.
See, in a way, it was like lucky because all of our homes were either like those, like the brownstones, like you see on like the Cosby Show back in the day, like the brick homes that are just all attached one by one by one by one. So you didn't really have like a separate home, or there were apartment complexes. So like you really couldn't TP a house because there was nothing to, like, for the TP to stick to. So if you throw the TP at the house, it's just going to bounce off the brick wall and just kind of go back down. Like there was no trees and the roof was way too high up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's city living.
Yeah, as I said, by the benefit of living in crappy situations, I think we lucked out and not have to deal with TP in our crappy situations. I didn't mean it, but it came out that way.
How it came out.
The only time we actually TP'd something was our science teacher in seventh grade. We would have this constant fight with the other science class because they kept stealing all our materials because we didn't have enough, so we had to share. And we got really upset one day. They were at the computer lab, and my teacher, somebody suggested we need to TP their classroom. The teacher's like, that is an excellent idea, and we proceeded to TP the entire classroom.
Oh, wow. The teacher was in on it.
Oh, yeah. He thought, he was like, that's an excellent idea. And we ended up doing, I think, Mr. Bailey. Shout out to him if he's still a teacher.
Oh, Mr. Bailey.
He's
not teaching anything, because they might have a conversation with him and go, wait, you encourage your students what, Mr. Bailey?
Good old TP Bailey.
I always liked him. He was this teacher that called you by your last name. So it's like, Miss Barcelona. And it just felt so grown up. So he was a pretty cool teacher. And he let us TP a classroom.
Yeah, seems like the kind of, there you go. Well, nice.
I still remember.
I don't know why that would annoy me if my teacher called me by my last name.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Mr. Ascioli? He wouldn't like that?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Which female appeared on the 1999 U.S. dollar coin?
Kelly Clarkson.
No.
Monica Lewinsky.
No.
Susan B. Anthony.
Yes.
Boom.
Kelly Clarkson, Monica Lewinsky, and Susan B. Anthony. The triumphant of great American women.
One of these things is not like the other.
A man can fantasize, can he?
Yeah, he sure can. Wow. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs. We'll do that at 850 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.